This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You've heard by now President Trump has signed orders pushing forward the controversial Dakota Access and Keystone oil pipelines. Another directs pipelines to be made only of U.S. steel, but there may be limits to the economic benefits of that domestic content, Marketplace's Lewis Wallace explains.
The main ingredient in an oil pipeline is the pipe, thousands of miles of thick steel tubes. But Dakota Access is almost all built already, about half with U.S. steel. Keystone XL should be about half, too. David Goldwin is with Goldwin Global Strategies.
My understanding is that TransCanada really has already purchased the pipe.
He says requiring pipeline companies to only buy local could also violate WTO agreements and inflate costs. Tom Singh, who's a professor of energy business at the University of Tulsa, says imported steel can just be cheaper.
We have imported a lot of steel from China over the last several years.
And Singh says installing the pipelines creates U.S. jobs in the short term.
So you get this temporary, strong economic benefit. But then over time, the number of permanent workers, even on a 1,500-mile pipeline, is probably in the hundreds and not the thousands.
Even with these executive orders, both pipeline projects could also still face permitting and legal hurdles. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.